This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is denouncing Russia and China after the two countries vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution to block cross-border humanitarian aid to Syria. This, as Turkish media reports, at least 25,000 civilians have fled Syria's northwestern region of Idlib to Turkey over the past 2 days, as Syrian and Russian forces intensify their bombardment of the region. In Afghanistan, preliminary results from September's election show incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes. Ghani's top challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, who currently shares power with him in a unity government, finished second with nearly 40% of the vote. In a statement on Sunday, Abdullah's office says he does not accept the preliminary results and that the commission has failed to tackle election fraud. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally for his Hindu nationalist party on Sunday as violent clashes continued between police and protesters demonstrating against a new citizenship law that excludes Muslims. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more on the weekend protests.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11, with India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's nationalist party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is apologizing for going on vacation while the country struggled with a worsening bushfire crisis. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
As the fires raged across the country, Morrison was on vacation in the United States. He was criticized for leaving the country during a crisis. He's apologised, but is defending his government's climate policies.
Emissions per year today under our government are on average 50 million tonnes a year less than they were under the previous government.
Morrison has visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney and was briefed about the emergency in New South Wales, where more than 100 fires burn. Conditions Sunday have eased, allowing fire crews to prepare for more dangerous days in the weeks ahead. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
North Korea's state news agency says leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting of top military officials to discuss boosting the country's military capability. The meeting comes amid heightened concern the North may be about to return to confrontation with Washington. French President Emmanuel Macron has called on transport unions to suspend strikes over pension reform during the Christmas holidays to avoid travel disruption. But as David Doyle reports, Macron's request has had little impact.
On the last weekend before Christmas, Saint-Lazare station sees a surge of people as Parisians leave the capital to be with their families. But with the national rail operator running reduced services, including half the usual number of its high-speed trains, commuters were left staring hopefully at departure boards. President Emmanuel Macron aims to streamline the generous state pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64, past the legal retirement age of 62. But talks have failed with French unions, and on Thursday they said the strikes would continue over the Christmas holidays. Negotiations are due to resume in January.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. President Trump says the United States and China will very shortly sign their so-called Phase One trade pact. The Phase One deal was announced earlier this month as part of a bid to end the months-long tit-for-tat trade war between the world's two largest economies. Voters in Croatia cast ballots today in a tight presidential election. The ruling conservatives are seeking to keep their grip on power days before the country takes over the European Union's rotating presidency for the first time. The Boeing Starliner spacecraft will return to Earth today. The capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after launch and was unable to dock with the International Space Station. All efforts are now focused on ensuring the Starliner touches down in White Sands, New Mexico, without any problems. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.